Group Meditation, Part 1. Meditation is self-discovery. Hence, the experience of meditation is always inner and personal. Meditation itself is not a social activity. Nevertheless, our inner experience and our overall spiritual well-being can benefit greatly from meditating with others who are following the same spiritual path or have the same focus and goals. Our personal daily meditation at home can be likened to an individual sport like running, swimming, or cycling, while group meditation is a team sport. Team sports offer a special joy and fulfillment through their shared endeavor, camaraderie, and the surrendering of one's personal interests to those of the team. Team sports expand our hearts and horizons, and through our self-offering, reveal a thrilling glimpse of a deep truth, our underlying oneness. Our personal meditation at home is always the most essential ingredient of our spiritual progress and forms the foundation of any group meditation. If we all do our personal weight training at home, then we are each and collectively much more effective when we join together in a tug-of-war team. If members of a group are not practicing their meditation at home regularly, then they will not derive anywhere near the same benefit from the group experience, and the collective standard of the group meditation will also be significantly diminished. While meditating at home, we are wholly responsible for finding the inspiration and summoning the aspiration required for our best, intense effort. While in a group, the responsibility is shared. At home, we are like a stream, sometimes flowing rapidly, but other times drying out. A group is a larger river with a stronger, reliable flow and compelling current impossible to resist. While group meditation can never replace our daily practice at home, its value in strengthening our practice and inspiring our progress is unparalleled.